Seminar Sports. 101 WIXX, Green Bay's Packers Radio Network radio station.
It's time for Talkin' Football.
Breaking down the Packers game with Murphy, Katie, and Nick.
And the voice of the Green Bay Packers, Wayne Larrabee.
Jones, the lone set back, three receivers punch on the right. Devontae's out to the left. They get motion to the left. Faking the handoff, Rodgers looks to throw. Lofts it over the middle. Got his man wide open. Touchdown! Robert Tonyan. For Tonyan, his sixth touchdown of the season, and the Packers take the lead, 6-0.
Wayne, and you had to be thinking, you know, that's how you beat a good defensive team. You spread them out and throw a little variety at them, and you can make some hay. And they did that for a while.
Yeah, they did. That very nice first half. Aaron moved the ball, as you mentioned, spread it around. They really did good things in that first half. I thought both offensively and defensively in the first half, the turnovers started happening both ways. And while the Packers were scoring touchdowns off the turnovers they were getting from the Colts didn't score on the two turnovers the Packers gave them in the first half of play. So that's the complimentary football you're looking for. I thought the adversity defense actually was pretty good all day when you think about it.
Trying to stay positive about MVS out there, Wayne. I feel badly for him because the play was the play. We all know the fumble. But prior to that, he had a really nice game. He'd stretched the defense really well. He had some great downfield blocking. He made some catches, you know, like he'd really assignment sure, and everything was going really well. And I thought, okay, he's turning the corner a little bit. He's having a really fine game out there in some of the areas that you don't measure on the stat line. And then the fumble happened.
Yeah, well, you know, first off, people have to realize they don't even get to overtime if MVS doesn't make that great play on the 47-yard heave from Aaron Rodgers on the third play of that last drive of regulation for the Packers. So he did do a lot of good things in that game. You hate to see the fumble. Obviously, the timing was not good. But nonetheless, the kid really made an impact on that game, Drew. As you mentioned, I think it was a 51-yard pass interference penalty to set them up at the doorstep. And so there were a lot of good things this kid did, including blocking on some of those running plays. But, you know, the fumbles, the turnovers, it's so uncharacteristic. Here's a team who in nine games commits five turnovers, and in one game in Indianapolis commits four turnovers and loses in overtime.
Yeah, it's a troubling trend now going back to the last game as well. Now it's they're coming in bunches right now.
Yeah, that's how turnovers seem to happen. Turnovers and sacks, for whatever reason, come in bunches, it seems like. In the last two games now, the Packers have turned it over six times.
You know, really the third quarter, though, was the thing that killed him. When you manage six offensive plays, and what do we gain, 10 yards that quarter?
That's a first down.
That was a killer right there.
Yeah. You know, Murph, I thought the game changed at the outset of the third quarter, the first drive by the Colts. They came out, they ran the football, by my count, I've got it written down here, eight straight running plays, gaining 54 yards. Now, you got to understand, they didn't have 54 yards rushing in the first half period. That's on one drive. Jonathan Taylor carried it six straight times to start the third quarter, got 42 yards rushing. That's where the game really turned. Now, eventually, the Colts had to settle for a field goal, and you thought, well, okay, if the Packers offense gets it going, well, it did not. It's 1-2-3 and out, and then the Colts come back with a longer drive where they started moving it around a little bit more with the passing game. They went 10 plays, 55 yards. But the first drive took 7 minutes and 17 seconds off of that second half clock. And the next drive by the Colts, 3:57. So there you go. You know, that's it in a nutshell. And that got the Colts back into the game. But I think it changed, in my opinion, the momentum of the game. And that was hard for Green Bay to get turned around. Only a brilliant drive, in my opinion, down the stretch by Aaron Rodgers, engineered by Aaron Rodgers. When he got the ball with a minute 57 to go, needed a field goal to tie, touchdown to win, drove him into field goal range and got it done to set up the overtime period. Only that saved the Packers from losing in regulation. That was a great drive, I thought, by Rodgers.
You know, our return game on special teams leaves a lot to be desired, too, does it not? Boy, it is.
It was abundantly clear, Murph, that Sanchez, who was kicking off for the Colts, he's their punter, but he's also their kickoff specialist. What he was trying to do, hit the ball high and force a return. And, Darius Shepherd had some moments, unfortunately. One where, you know, the ball actually, they get bailed out, the ball hit the goal line. But, again, a play that probably Shepherd should have made on that punt anyway. But nonetheless, the fumble, that really hurt as well. And you know, those things, they can't happen. Special teams are going through a very tough period right now and in the last few games. 101 or 91-yard punt return for a touchdown, and they've had some other maladies that have occurred. And those are the things that you just can't, you know, your special teams units can't make mistakes like that.
720 WIXX, we're talking football with Wayne Larrivee. Quick timeout. More Wayne coming up on IXX.
Back to talking football with Wayne Larrivee
on the Murphy in the Morning Show
on WIXX.
Now the Packers to the line of scrimmage, slot left. Tight end, right side of the line, Mercedes Lewis. They move the running back, Williams, to the right side of Rodgers in the shotgun. First and goal, quick toss, Devontae left side. Two blockers in front. He escapes into the end zone between the blocks for the touchdown. Devontae Adams on a 5-yard touchdown reception. His 10th touchdown catch of the season.
That was actually a very great play. That was very well executed, I thought, Wayne.
Yeah, I agree. You know, there were a lot of things they did well in that game in Indianapolis. And we should note that, you know, they moved the football very well in the first half of play. Rodgers spread it around. Don't forget, that was the best defense in the NFL going into the game. And I mentioned the drive, of course, to tie the game, to get the touchdown, the game tied and send it into overtime. You know, Rodgers drove that team like 86 yards, in 10 plays to set up that field goal against an excellent defense that had been playing well in the second half. But I thought the Packers did some good things. And even on defense, guys, I thought, especially in the first half, they really rallied to the ball. I thought they were tough when it counted. The adversity defense was excellent all day. Four turnovers, and the Colts scored 6 points off of those turnovers. Unfortunately, on that last turnover, they got 3 points to win the game in overtime. But nonetheless, there were some good things. But overall, boy, you look at that second half, and the Colts really dominated it if you just look at the second half numbers.
Okay, so the last play, bear with me on this one. The last play to get us into overtime, the field goal, was there any part of you that was saying go for the win? Because I was like, I think our best chance is to put this ball in Aaron Rodgers' hands because there's so many unknown factors in the overtime with the just the what is, why am I thinking of it? The tail, the
coin toss.
The coin toss alone can determine the outcome of overtime. And I was like, you know what, just do it. Just go for it.
Yeah, you know, I had very much the same feeling because I've seen so many overtimes over the last 22 years where it hasn't gone our way with the coin toss and that type of thing. So I was thinking very much along those lines, Katie, I must admit. But, you know, I think they were trying to get it that was my thought. Once you were down there, just try to get it into the end zone and maybe take a couple of cracks at the end zone if you can. But again, you know, I thought it was a brilliant drive by Rodgers to get that ball into position to just tie the game.
It is.
But I'm
funny
with you. I mean, I would hope they. I was hoping they would score a touchdown and get it done that way. But unfortunately, not.
It's funny as we kind of, you know, run down the laundry list of woes and the things that did happen to this team. Still, in the midst of all of that, you're sitting there with the ball in overtime, and here you go. And it's like we still had that rabbit's foot up our rear end. We still had a good shot.
Wayne, have you ever seen a sequence of penalties?
Oh, my gosh.
Have you ever seen that before? Holy cow.
No, that was amazing. I mean, it was a flag fest in there. They were, you know, and it was all on the Colts for the most part. And, you know, I mean, that's how the Packers stopped them on that drive as the Colts were marching toward the two-minute warning. And thank goodness they did, but that sequence of penalties really helped. But the thing about the penalties, and I guess, you know, there's an old saying, call holding on every play in the NFL. But, you know, part of it is the fact that the defender is winning the battle and the offensive player has to hold them. And so I think there's, you know, we can dismiss it saying, well, the referees got the Packers back into the game. No, the Packers got back into the game. And they earned that shot in the end, and Rodgers at least got the game to overtime. So, but I've never seen that many penalties. And you know, one point you wanted to say, okay, yeah, and Matt turned one of them down because, you know, time became the big factor.
Right,
you know?
Yeah, that was genius. It is fascinating in this era of few fans or no fans, how much you can actually hear on the field of the players talking. And there was a great, during that whole festival of flags, when they finally broke through and didn't, they had the big run, Indy that is, and didn't get flagged, you could hear Phillip Rivers clear as day, and he just goes, was there a flag on that one? Was there a flag on that one? Just screaming at him. It was just hysterical.
Yeah.
Well, now we got the Bears. Now we got the Bears.
Bears week, guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they're coming in on a roll, not a good roll.
No. I don't like the KD theory on this one. They're due to beat a quality opponent.
Well, they have a quality defense. You know, I don't think overall it's quite as good as Indianapolis's defense. Indianapolis is very good, but the Bears are right there with them. They're in that group of. There are about five teams that have really good defenses in the league, in the whole league, and the Bears are one of those teams. And so it'll be really interesting to see what they can conjure up because. The Bears have struggled offensively. Not sure it'll be Foles or Trubisky at quarterback. Who knows? But this is going to be a week of intrigue, I think, with these two old rivals getting set to go at it.
I mean, I'm going to be honest. I almost wish we were playing Pittsburgh.
Yeah, right.
Like that.
Due to lose. Yep, they're due. They're due. They gotta lose, man. They're due. I had this whole lecture with my son last night where I said, "You do not want to go against a bad team. You want to go against the 10-0 team at this point in the season because they need the loss."
Hopefully, there's only one, and that'll be at the end.
I know. So. I'm just saying.
Yeah. It could happen.
The worst thing that I think to happen for Pittsburgh is for them to go undefeated. They won't win the Super Bowl then.
No, you're well documented on this.
I guarantee that.
That happened to the Patriots one year.
Yep.
I know.
They went undefeated.
Yep. You heard it here first, Wayne.
72 yep. Dolphins, they are not, says Katie Shirk.
All right. Wayne, have a great week, and we'll talk to you next Monday. All right, bud?
All right. Sounds good, guys. Take care.
Thanks, sir.